Sports Time Radio. All sports, all the time.
For the Wednesday edition of Sports Time Radio, my apologies, I was out sick there a couple days. I'm the Big Jack. Of course, with me Monday through Thursday is Dan the Man. If you'd like to call into the podcast, 646-478-3753 is the number to do that. If not, feel free to email us, sportstimeradio@hotmail.com. Now, anything else you need? Head on over to sportstimeradio.com. Of course, since it is Wednesday, there was a new blog that popped up there this morning, so swing on by and check that out. Of course, while you're at sportstimeradio.com, all you got to do is hit that link, and it'll take you over to the Sports Time Radio Facebook page. If you could give that a like while you're over there, well, we'd greatly appreciate that. But don't forget, we also have the Twitter feed, which is at Sports Time Radio. Now, Dan and I are on Twitter as well. I am at Burke Time, and Dan the Man is at?
Dan Z-Man, 3.
So, all right, Dan, I don't know what the heck is going on in the NFL, but it's like quarterback roulette, I guess you would call it. You know, it was funny because I saw Aaron Rodgers apparently made a decision, and, you know, the report was that he was going back to the Packers, and he had agreed to a new contract that would make him the highest paid player ever in the NFL. So, okay, we got that done and over with. And then that was overshadowed by the Russell Wilson trade yesterday. And then today the Colts sent Carson Wentz to Washington, the Commanders now, don't forget that. Then Rodgers puts out a tweet, Dan, and this is what I really want to know from you. Is this guy just starving for attention? Because he put out a tweet that said he hadn't agreed to a new deal or signed a new contract. So is he just kind of trying to turn the spotlight back on him because it went away? He was overshadowed by the Russell Wilson trade yesterday?
I mean, possibly. But does he really have the contract signed? You know, I don't. Today you kind of read the stuff and you almost take it for a fact because it happens literally 3 hours later.
Yeah, you know, I mean, I doubt he signed the contract, but my guess is he probably agreed to it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, I'm sure he could probably electronically sign it or, you know, do they still fax stuff to players nowadays? You know, I mean, signing, you know, once you agree to it, signing it is just kind of a formality, you would like to think. But, I'm literally just starting to feel like this guy he can't get enough attention. And it's just, you know, it's like me, let's talk about me. And obviously they didn't do that yesterday because everybody focused on the big Russell Wilson trade. So and then Rodgers, this tweet came out, and then Carson Wentz got traded, so everybody talked about that. So I don't know what Rodgers is going to do next to get the attention back his way, but it's just, yeah, I mean, the guy almost seems desperate, and I don't get it.
I don't know. Maybe he's just trolling the reporters.
Yeah, you know, I mean, that wouldn't surprise me if, you know, it turned out to be something like that. But it even still, it's like that's still going to get attention turned on to you. So I just, you know, again, I'm just kind of like, okay, great. You know, and you got to remember, this is a guy who said he would give the Packers enough time to make their decisions, and he actually didn't tell them until yesterday when they had to decide if they were going to use their franchise tag. So they didn't really give them any time to negotiate with Davante Adams, who they tagged, to try to work out a new deal. So I mean, the more I think about it, this guy's just shady.
Playing the game.
So yeah, I don't know. He's doing something, but yeah, he's definitely not a trustworthy fellow.
He's just doing what players do nowadays. So I don't even, he had the breakup with Shailene, which, let's be honest, he was dating a Hollywood movie star, but I don't think she's starred in anything since Divergent. But, no offense, but never saw that relationship to be lasting anyway. So, but, it is what it is. So maybe he is dying for attention.
They got together.
They what?
I said, be careful. There's rumors they're back together.
Well, good for them. So, they won't be for long. it is what it is. He's just keeping his name in the public light. He's just doing what celebrity type would do, isn't he?
Yeah, but, with someone like him, he doesn't need to do this because they're going to talk about him anyways. He's the best quarterback in the NFL.
And now the oldest, right?
Is he the oldest now? I'm trying to remember who's still around. He's definitely the oldest starting quarterback. So.
Until Tom Brady comes out of retirement?
Until Tom Brady comes back. So, or whoever, pops up until, maybe Ryan Fitzpatrick might be older if he signs with somebody or, hell, Josh McCown could re-sign with somebody the way these teams look for guys. So, you never know. You never know who's gonna pop up where. But yeah, I'm trying to think who's still around because Brady retired, Roethlisberger retired. So. Yeah, I think they were probably the only two. Ryan Fitzpatrick, I think, is technically older, but I don't think he's signed with a team yet. And, obviously nothing against Ryan Fitzpatrick, but Aaron Rodgers is the better quarterback there. Fitzpatrick had a nice long career, though.
Mm-hmm.
So. But, yeah, who knows? It's just one of those one of those things that just bothers me for some reason. It's kind of like come on, let's not be that guy, and he seems to be that guy.
That's his new gimmick.
Yeah, I'm sure it is, but it's annoying as all hell because then, you go looking for news and it's all you get. You go looking for other NFL news and all you get is, well, Aaron Rodgers this and Aaron Rodgers that. And it's like, oh, God. It's like, please, I'm trying to find out about who got franchise tagged and all I get is Aaron Rodgers news. So yeah, now can you you know, can you reach out to, you know, while we switch sports here and help the Bulls fans out? Because, you know, everybody had them winning the NBA title, and now they've lost five in a row, and they're down to fourth place in the Eastern Conference. They do have a very winnable game tonight against the Detroit Pistons, so do they at least break that losing streak? Or, you know, I mean, the Pistons have won three in a row, so maybe it'll be a tougher matchup than we thought.
Yeah, well, you know, it's a long season. I'm trying to think back to post-game last night. Not to change the subject completely, but I was able to catch the second half of the Clippers versus Golden State. And Klay Thompson being back, yeah, you know, it was a solid game. You could tell, you know, you could see how the NBA works. And I found it interesting when Golden State was just demolishing the Clippers in the fourth. They were doing some things that could be conceived as giving them a break, so to speak. But it is what it is. So Klay Thompson's back. So you know what that means. Everyone has to just, you know, why did he even put his face on TV? He should have just bent over so everyone could start kissing his butt. Because that's what kind of Dwayne Wade did, and the female broadcast, I forgot her name, forgive me, but I, you know, new people, you got to get used to everybody. And, you know, the only one who would ask a hard question was Shaq. You know, everyone else is, oh, you're so great. I worship the ground you walk on. It's great to see you back after 3 years. And Shaq just went straight, you know, straight to the throat and was like, you know, what's up with that five-game loss, basically? You know, what does a team like you guys do losing that many games? And, you know, Klay Thompson couldn't look at the camera. Like, thanks, Shaq. So, you know, part of what I said was kind of what, you know, his response was. But, you know, I think it's one of those things that with the Bulls, I'd still love to see them get that far. I think they're getting drained, you know, not having Ball and a couple other guys. I think that's part of the issue. But, you know, at the same time, there's ups and downs. You know, that's just the roller coaster of the season. So we're early March. They've got to pick it back up and, you know, just get on a quote-unquote a rebound.
Yeah, they need to.
But, you know, and as I skated around that, because I know what kind of answer you're looking for. I know what you're asking.
I'm just looking for you to kind of soothe everybody's nerves because, you know, everybody was high on the hog there and, you know, buying tickets to the NBA Finals. And now it's, it looks like they're headed, you know, they keep going, they're going to end up in the play-in.
Yeah, no, I mean, that makes sense. But I don't know, I think kind of, you know, fans always get a little overzealous, a little too excited. And they've been a lot of fun to watch, I'm not going to lie. You know, it's been exciting to watch. Fortunately, I guess you would say, I've missed the past couple of games, so I haven't witnessed these five losses, really. But at the same time, you know, as you kind of reevaluate and look at their division or their conference, this is not going to be an easy conference to win. I mean, I think we've finally gotten away from that where the East don't matter and the West is the only division to play in.
Yeah, no, it's much more even than it used to be.
Mm-hmm.
So,
you know, I mean, Bulls are still in a good spot, I would say, in fourth, but you know, with where they're at, it's kind of an easy turnaround, but it's the same thing for everybody right now. You know, from 2-6, three games is going to make a huge difference. You know, if the Heat can kind of stay healthy and continue to go, I think they could take this division this year and be the number one seed. So, you know, I mean, I don't know. I think it all depends on where you want to look at it. You know, find the Bulls. I mean, let's be honest, depending on how it works out, you probably want to finish in the second, third spot. I think you'd have a better time going up against the 7 or 8 or the play-in as opposed to maybe going, you know, as of right now with the Celtics, who are pretty much eye-to-eye with each other, plus-minus a game.
Well, and the play-in ends up being the Nets.
Yeah.
So, you know, that's not a matchup you're looking for there. So, but yeah, it's just weird that the way it's went for this team, you know, just kind of out of the blue, you know, they went from being a big time top team to, well, we're in some trouble here.
Yeah, and that's pretty painfully obvious, wouldn't you say?
Yeah, you know, and the other thing that just really makes me bonkers is I'm so tired of listening to everybody point to the injuries as being the problem, because every team has injuries, and in some cases, like the game they lost to the Hawks were actually missing more players.
Uh-huh.
Nobody, for whatever reason, managed to mention that. You know, and when the Heat beat them without Kyle Lowry, who's their second best player.
Yeah. And that was a good game.
So,
yeah.
Yeah, I mean, injuries are part of the game, and every team has them. So you can't really point to that and say, this is why they're losing. No, that, you know, not why they're losing. So.
No, I don't think it's why they're losing. I mean, I do think it affects them in the sense, you know, you're missing, especially with Ball, you're missing that guy, missing that one key player to kind of, you know, make up that time and effort and everything. But I wouldn't say they're losing because of the injury.
The team, but it's not an excuse.
No.
You know, and everybody starts looking and pointing and, oh, my God, this guy's hurt. What are, you know, it's not like they lost DeMar DeRozan and Zach LaVine at the same time.
Yeah, that would be different.
Then you could say, oh, yeah, this team's got problems. They're really injured.
Yeah.
So, yeah, like I said, it's just one of those goofy things that, you know, get me going. But do you think they I don't think you answered me. Do they beat Detroit tonight? They break the streak?
Yeah, I think they beat Detroit.
So. So yeah, and I think it's in Detroit. I thought I saw it was a 6 o'clock start, so it must be in Detroit because it's not not the ESPN game. So now can you watch? Do you get that network? Are you able to watch that? Or
yeah, I get TNT. That's the only thing I get.
Because I'm never sure, like, what you get to see and what you don't get to see. And, you know, I'm like, wait, can Dan watch this before I even mention it to him, you know? So
I still get TNT and Fox, so I'll get the first half of the race season. And unless you can come through with a password, I won't get the second half, unless it's on TNT. Did they take over that contract?
Well,
I remember I
gave you the password, so
it didn't. And I don't think it
was. I know, and I don't think
Quote.
So welcome to my world. So. But yeah, I think I narrowed it down. I think I have two now I can send you and see if either one of those work. So.
Okay. But yeah, I mean, well, and it's weird because I've got something where I can get the NBA, but some days they just don't even have the game on. It's so random. You know, I thought maybe it was because it was a ESPN game that I wasn't getting, and then, you know, a different day it works, so.
Yeah, because I believe it's I think it's ESPN's night for the doubleheader. I have to double check. I can never, you know, since it's the NBA, I don't pay much attention, you know, because I'm not going to watch more than a minute or two because they make me goofy. But I think it's ESPN's night to show a couple games here. Let me get the schedule off. My internet will roll a little bit for me here.
Yeah, I'm sure that would be it because, you know, I had the TNT game.
I guess it is. Here, well, if you get the first ESPN game, Dan, this is a pretty good game. We got Phoenix at Miami, the top teams in both conferences, and then the second game is Portland at Utah. So you can, you know, if you get the good old ESPN, you can get the app. No, maybe it's not on the app, but you could, you know, possibly.
Yeah, we got paid extra for the app.
Well, now,
you never know.
You had the app for a little while, right, as part of a bundle, didn't you? Did you watch it or like it or?
I mean, I did the trial. I just didn't want to. You know, it's a downside. You could do, you know, the package for Disney, but it sucks because it's Disney, Hulu, and ESPN. And,
yeah.
You know, it, despite what everyone says, oh, I love, you know, I love cutting the cord and doing all this. I've saved so much money. If you want cable channel, you don't save any money. I mean, YouTube, Hulu, if you want, you know, what you had, you're still up to $60-$70 per package. I mean, I looked into it, and I'm like, well, even DirecTV has their DirecTV Go or Now or whatever the hell they call it.
Yeah. And
I mean, just to be able to get access to, up, you know, to have the sports access, you're still looking at $75, $85 cable bill. So, I mean, if you don't watch sports, yeah, there's definitely options. You know, Philo, which we have, $25, which I'm going to cancel because Sling upgraded me to a free service. So, I mean, all these people out there, I'm like, the only difference is you don't get hit with as many taxes, but you still get hit. So, that's what's irritating. That's why I wish the MLB, when they actually start playing, if they do their app, and remove the blackouts, it would be amazing because then, you know, we could turn it on and actually watch the Cubs and White Sox from there and not having to worry about getting a Marquee Network subscription from Hulu or somebody, which, I mean, I think it's great that they do that, but, you know, I tried watching and after a while you just get bored. There's really nothing interesting, you know. I mean... Later in the evening, they were putting on random tennis that you would never watch. You know, it wasn't the pros. You know, so they're just grabbing some random programming and throw it on there. Like, well, we've got nothing on from 12, you know, 10 o'clock at night to midnight, so let's just put this crap on. You know, why not just rebroadcast old games? I don't understand.
Yeah, I don't know. You know, what they're showing. I don't watch a ton of,
mm-hmm.
You know, if it's not a Cubs game on the Marquee Network, I don't watch much of the Marquee Network, to tell you the truth.
Well,
so.
And that's my point. You know, they went all these lengths to build this network, but, you know, who does anyone really go to? Like, ooh, marquee network in this, you know. I just don't see it happening. There was a few times when I kicked it on when they would randomly show an Iowa Cubs game, but even at that, like, some random tennis game, that match, it's not a game, it's a match, from Philadelphia, why do I want to watch that? Why not throw on a replay of, you know, the Myrtle Beach Pelicans or the Iowa Cubs or the South Bend Cubs? Or if they still have the Eugene team, I don't know. You could do so much more stuff that actually caters to just the team and to make it something that people want to go to, but they don't. So I'd rather just not care about it and the MLB remove the blackouts so we could just watch it. You know, me and all the Iowa Cub fans can watch it.
Yeah, well, you know, with the way things are going, we might be watching a lot of Iowa Cub games anyways, right?
Yeah, yeah. And, you know, so there was a sports group I'm in or page I follow. I don't know what it is. You know, it's hard to keep track of some of that stuff on Facebook. And everyone just jumped on the PR stunt that the players did by creating that $1 million donation for, you know, employees that are out of work. And, you know, oh, this is so great. So, you know, when you break it down, Big Jack, on average, each team would get about 33 and a third, you know, $33,300 to pay these employees. Not the team, obviously, but those are what supposedly is employed by the team. So, there's your regular employees. And each team has about 500 staff that they employ, roughly. And so when you put that, and some of them, you know, around half of them are yearly employees. So when you break that down all the way, if they only do 250 people, that's $130-something each person would get. Or if they do all 500, this is their rough numbers, they only get $66. You, before we went live, mentioned that, you know, you're afraid to leave your house, you're going to get your bike fixed because, you know, who's going to be able to afford the $5 gas that we're at? You know, luckily we're not in the great state of California where it's up, you know, $6 to $9. Luckily we're not in Norway where it's 12, but I don't know the exchange rates. So with that, you know, let's pretend, Big Jack, for 5 minutes, you're a beer vendor and let's just say you work for the Cubs, and the Cubs were opening for six games. Now you're out six games where it's the Cubs, you know, maybe the White Sox, but it's the Cubs. You're going to make your money, right? What, and don't get me wrong, it's a great gesture. It's a great gesture, except it's nothing more than a PR stunt because, Big Jack, let's just say it's just you. It's just you. And you're out 6 days. You're guaranteed to work for the Cubs when they start up. But for those 6 days, you know, you have a time lapse, so you were expected to start that day. So that other job that you had to work in, you know, whatever, you got to give that, you know, you told them, maybe you're lucky they'll keep you on for an extra week. But let's just, you're out of work for a week. What the hell is $66 going to do for you? Or $130?
Yeah,
you know,
now to be fair, to counter their PL stunt, did you see that the owners agreed to match the $1 million that the players gave?
Ooh.
I didn't hear anybody like going off about that or bragging about that or anything like they did when the players did it. So,
yeah. So I mean,
you know, it's just
it's
another case that the owners can't win.
Yeah, but, you know, in light of both, you know, in light of it, though, you know, I had this guy comment, well, I had a friend who was a vendor, and this would help him. I'm like, well, I hope your vendor's single and lives with his parents.
Yeah.
Because, you know, $33, $66 isn't going to do him anything. So, you know, and it wasn't like I'm just trying to, you know, just break stuff down with real numbers and people shut up and don't respond. You know, I'm not saying the players are the bad guys. Definitely not saying the owners aren't the bad guys. But at the end of the day, they wouldn't have had to set up this stupid fund because, Big Jack, I think I asked you this before, but maybe my memory's going since my old age now. Was the deadline for the CBA agreement like a surprise? Did nobody know?
The
World Series ended.
Right. When you go back, you have to remember the owners gave the players a proposal, and the players never responded.
Mm-hmm.
And again, this all goes into the player stalling tactics, you know, their negotiation stalling tactics. They didn't respond until after the CBA expired. And then when they responded, they gave the same proposal, the exact same proposal, two times in a row. So even though that, you know, it would be like somebody giving you something you're allergic to and not knowing, and then finding out you're allergic to it and still trying to give it to you a second time. Because the owners already turned down the proposal the first time. I don't know why you propose it a second time thinking they're going to agree to it. That doesn't sound like great negotiating tactics. So obviously, the players wanted to do this, no matter what they say. They wanted the negotiations to go this way. So now, well, maybe you could answer me this one, because I was curious how this would work. Did you see where, I think it was Bryce Harper, and I don't remember what team he tweeted at, but he tweeted at a team in Japan about playing there. Now, would that just be something he would do until the Major League Baseball season started, or could this actually, like, which deal, I guess, would supersede the other deal? Do you have any idea or how that would work?
I mean, I think with the relationships that our countries have, the Phillies deal might supersede it, but that's kind of, I don't know if his involvement in the union like that, but it's kind of a bad sign when you've got this guy reaching out and maybe half-assed joking, but at the same time, you know, what does that say? It says that he's not believing in the negotiation, so he's not even believing in his own union. He's kind of like you with your union at some times. You know what I mean? Even though he's obviously making more than what we could ever make. But I feel like that would put him in the same boat, like, oh, they're all out for the young guys, but, you know, all the young guys want to play. They want to work. They don't want to sit home.
Because, I mean, you've got to think, if you're, you know, a fringe player who hasn't been signed, aren't you to the point where... My headphones went for a ride. But, yeah, like I was saying, if you're a fringe player, aren't you starting to look at these other options now? I mean, we're not in spring training, and you don't have a contract. You know, Japan or Korea or, you know, hell, you know, any other league at this point that's going to pay you has got to look like a pretty good deal, doesn't it?
Oh, yeah. So,
you know, I mean, go ahead.
No, just real quick to kind of, if all this stuff keeps being delayed and delayed and delayed, there's going to come to a point where there's going to be a cutoff, and they're going to have to allow the players to opt out of the season. You know, so while it may be a joke on Bryce Harper's half, what if he just opts out of the season because he signed with the Japanese, you know, trying to come up with a name, but I can't remember their team name. But, you know, he signed with one of – and it's on the tip of my tongue, but, you know, he signs with one of those teams and just says, to hell with it, I'm going to stay here for the year because, you know, aside from the money, I've never been outside of the country like this, and these fans are amazing. So let me just finish the year out here. You know, and then you got to wonder, does that extend his contract term? You know, things like that. I mean, there was one I read a few days ago where, you know, what does that mean of so-and-so status? Because now he's not, his free agency has been extended by a year because of this delay.
Yeah, because I did see the Cardinals pitcher, Wang Kyu Kim, I believe it's pronounced, he just signed, like, the biggest deal in, I think it was KBO history. You know, but obviously he's from there. That's where he got his start playing baseball. But, you know, because he was a free agent, so instead of sitting around and waiting, he's going to go back home and play baseball. I think he got a four-year deal. Let me see if I can get the monetary figure here. Oh, come on, Mr. Internet. Yeah, 4 years, and he can earn up to 15.1, or actually, sorry, it translates to $12.3 million American. So.
Not bad.
You know, and that may have been a better deal than he could have gotten here as a free agent, or he probably could have got something comparable. So now he gets to play at home.
Yeah. But so it'll be interesting to see if they allow anything like that, if it comes to that. I really don't see Bryce Harper really doing that, but, you know, for a guy of his status. But for a guy of his status, putting that out there, it does kind of tell you that, you know, if you're a younger player and you have that opportunity and you're not signed to something, why sit around and wait?
You know, and, you know, you do wonder, as this kind of continues to go on and on, if we get to a point where, you know, say it looks like the season is going to be canceled, could you see a Chris Bryant, a Carlos Correa, somebody like that who is unsigned going there to play 1 year? You know, just sign a one-year deal in Japan or Korea and then come back?
Correa, maybe. Chris Bryant, no. He's going to have twins.
Oh. Because, you know, I was kind of wondering that. Or, you know, even a guy like, you know, Freddie Freeman. I mean, there are some big-name guys, you know, who could just decide, well, you know, I don't have a contract, I'm going to go here for a year. But, yeah, it just, you know, it seemed kind of interesting. I thought it was kind of humorous, you know, when he sent it out there, because I'm sure he was half joking, but hey, you never know, right? So, I think, did Dan have to go take his break? It's about time for him to take his break, so he may have wandered off. But yeah, you know, like we've talked about before, you know, there's still no agreement, obviously. Apparently there is a something going on about a proposal regarding an international draft, stuff like that that they're trying to work out, and it, you know, it's the usual BS rhetoric. You know, the owners want this, the players want that. So I you know, it's frustrating to talk about it day in and day out, because we're getting to the point where we're going to have to cancel more games. So I don't know. It's ridiculous. I think I saw, again, let me see if I can find it real quick. You know how, you know, if you've listened to podcasts before, you know how my internet gets at certain points, even though I apparently am supposed to have a fast internet. But there is a point now where I saw they're going to, there's another cutoff date on when the next set of games will be canceled. And I just, honestly, I don't know if I can find it to actually get it out there. But it's got to be coming up here soon, right? I mean, you got to think, you know, how it's going to work out. So we'll have to see, you know, what they say. Yeah, and of course I can't find it now when I'm looking at it, but I do know, you know, baseball itself did land a couple new deals. You know, they're going to stream with Apple for Friday Night Baseball. And then they got another streaming deal, and I don't remember who else it was with, but yeah, or I think it was Amazon. So yeah, they've added a couple new streaming deals. So well, maybe that's another way for Dan to watch some baseball, because you know they can do that. They did say today that there were no cancellations. Let me double check this here. So yeah, the next set of game cancellations has been put on hold because I guess they feel they're making progress. So we'll see how that works out, or you know how it goes. But yeah, it's, you know, we've been here before. We've seen this where they've been like, oh yeah, it's, you know, we've got this going on, and then the talks fall apart. You know, that's what happened early on. That, you know, there were some reports, oh yeah, they're making progress and they're getting towards a deal, and then, you know, that's when the players accused the owners of trying to sneak stuff in, and then I can't remember, the players changed their offer and asked for something out there that they knew the owners weren't going to agree with, and it's, you know, it's just the way these negotiations have went. You know, it's like who can be the bigger whatever. So, oh, there we go. I thought you went on break. I didn't realize you had fell off.
No, I was backing out of the driveway and it just dropped me. I was talking.
I was like,
why did he keep talking over me?
Yeah, I honestly, I thought, like I said, I thought you took your little break there. I was like, oh, Dan must have went on his break. I didn't hear him. So, but yeah, I was like, oh, okay. But yeah, hey, you know, on the plus side, they haven't canceled any more games, right?
Yeah.
You know, I don't know. Yeah, I don't know. I mean, do you see any type of end in sight, or are you kind of concerned that we may not get a season?
I feel like there's an end. I don't think they would go without having a season. But if they do another half season, yes, like 2020, like what's the point?
Yeah, But yeah, you got to start to wonder. I mean, you know, like I was saying, when, you know, they did push back, they were going to cancel more games, but they pushed that back. you know, how much longer do they wait before they got to start canceling more, you know, canceling games?
Yeah. Well, and not only that, Big Jack, I mean, all everyone keeps talking about, and this is what sucks about it, the whole process is we only get what Jeff Passan and a few other, you know, Bob Nightingale, what they regurgitate, and that, oh, you know, it's super exciting. And you know, this is what just annoys the hell out of me, is that they're fighting, you know, when you hear that they agree to bigger bases of pitch time clock and the third thing, you're like, this is literally what they're fighting over? Like the dumbest, forgive my language, the dumbest shit you could think of.
Yeah.
I don't get it. Like, and I was surprised, you know, there's the player, obviously there's pitchers who want pitching clock, there's others that don't. I don't really care. I don't care. Just pick.
Yeah,
it's,
I mean,
so hard.
You know,
you want it? You want it.
Is it really that difficult to agree to those things? I mean, is a pitch clock that big of a deal?
You know, but they announced this, they put this out like this is great news. I'm like, this is dumb. Fighting over a pitch clock.
Yeah.
Which, and then you don't get rid of robot umpire, so to speak. You should be fighting over.
That though.
No, they're not going to do it. They don't want. They're punking out on that.
Oh, I thought they were going to test it in one of the minor leagues.
Oh, well, remember years ago they had the Frontier League. They signed an agreement with to be their dummy, but not have any affiliation, and they were using it. It was working fine. So I'm sure, but yeah, you're right. That's probably now the graduated process because you got a jackass as a commissioner, and apparently, you know, I mean, why do you have to keep what do you need to test? Dude, that's what you have spring training for. Test it in freaking spring training. You have 30 good days. I mean, like I said, what do you need to test it for? You can't get your head out of your ass to test the instant replay correctly. That's still 25 years backwards. So what do you need? You know, like, it's not that hard. We sat in a booth in a minor league stadium and watched the one monitor they had that tracked all the balls and strikes. That was 7 years ago.
God, it was that long. Jeez.
Yeah, 2015. 7 freaking years ago, we sat there and we watched that happen in real time. And ladies and gentlemen, to pull the curtain back, that is how the announcer automatically knows that it's a strike or a ball.
Yeah.
Because for whatever you think, he cannot see the call or at the instant the umpire makes it from the broadcast booth. You know? So, and you notice, I mean, it's just like any of us at home. You know, I mean, we could see it from our TV, but they're also using small TVs. I mean, they're a lot better than what Harry Carey and those guys were using.
Yeah.
But, I mean, it's been there. So, again, what test needs to happen? Like, get your head out of your ass.
So, yeah, you know, you just got to... You do have to wonder what the automatic umpire or robot umpire or whatever you want to call it. Is there going to be an issue with the umpires union when they try to use this?
No, I mean, because they'll still need a guy behind the plate.
Yeah, I mean, it won't cost them any jobs, but, you know, I'm just wondering if there's anything, you know, anything that may pop up, you know, or they decide maybe they want something, you know, because every union wants something.
Yeah, but, you know, even that, you put the robot out then. Now the it's not the crew chief because he could be at any base now. However, that's how it's always been. But the plate umpire doesn't have to worry about calling. He's just there to hold, you know, the extra balls and be there for a play at home. You know, I mean, he wouldn't even, would he even really need to directly be behind the catcher at all times? You know, he might be able to sit back a little further and actually be in a safer spot, so to speak. And
have to be there for foul tips and stuff, you know, and like catcher's interference.
Yeah, that's true. So you're right. So he'd still have to be there. But like you said, what would they want in return? The only thing they need in return is really nothing, but MLB needs to update and fix the instant replay. And I don't know if you want to centralize it to Connecticut or wherever the hell they are, but you need to hire those officials. They could even be at the team. I think there should be one live. Every team should have that booth created for specifically that every fan can see from their seat. And we could see them, and there's cameras in there. And when that close play comes up and we call the instant replay, boom, camera goes to that guy. It doesn't go to two guys in black jackets walking over, waddling over to this other guy who carries a backpack with a signature on it of some name brand, and they both sit on headphones. And we watch replays where we can blatantly see that the guy's safe or out. Sometimes there's close ones where you don't know which way they're going to go, but we can blatantly see, yet we're stuck watching 3 minutes and 44 seconds of instant replay and umpire standing with headphones on. For what? And then he's not mic'd up, so he can't even explain anything. He could just either do the safe sign or do the outside. It's, to me, it's just, you know, it's going back to DOS, you know, if anyone remembers what that is.
Yeah, they definitely need to update that system. But
now it's my break, so hopefully I make it back before.
I was going to say, we're just about done. Are you sure you need to go now? now I missed out because I was going to ask Dan how his fantasy team was doing, but now he left, and I can't even tease him about that. So. Yeah, I don't know what we have going on. So, you know, what are you watching tonight? You know, you guys got anything good out there you're watching, or you know, you got your basketball tonight? I mean, you know, like I said, to be honest, the first game on ESPN is actually of interest. You know, with it being Miami and Phoenix, so, but yeah, I mean, the second game I'm not too worried about, but yeah, just kind of, you know, one of those things, but we'll see how this goes, and you know, maybe I'll actually check out a little bit of the game and, you know, see how it goes. You guys know I'm not a huge NBA guy, but you know, it's a good game. And there's not a ton on. I'm trying to think. You know, maybe. Well, it is Wednesday night, so I believe TNT has a hockey game. So you know, depending on what time that's on, I know sometimes they show it at like 9 o'clock and. It's like, ew, and I, you know, I'm, you know, with my job, I'm not going to be up that late. So, you know, just kind of how it goes for me. So, you know, we'll see. I, you know, like I said, we'll see. You never know what's going to pop up. So we'll check, you know, check it out. And yeah, I don't know. But yeah, is there anything else, you know, anything else good on that I don't know about? You know, somebody, you know, tell me or just email me, you know, sportstimeradio@hotmail.com. So, you know, that would be fantastic. I would definitely be happy if somebody would inform me. keeps me up to date, lets me know what's going on. And I, you know, I need all the help I can get there. So, you know, otherwise I don't know what else I would do. But yeah, I'm
thought you were
trying to think.
Skip work and watch all the ESPN doubleheader films.
No, not quite yet. I, you know, thinking about it. So, but yeah, not all yet. You know, I may, you know, have to do that if I don't get, you know, if I don't end up getting anything, I may have to take my retirement. So, you know, then I would be free. You know, that would be, then I could have all the time I would want to do, you know, sports and stuff, right?
Yeah. Go 8-hour podcast.
Yeah, there you go. So I could that guy. So, you know, that would be fun. I could just, you know, go around and pull different people and, you know, see if they would talk to me on air.
Hey, it used to work.
Yeah, so I don't know who would pick up the phone now for me, honestly. So, you know, I probably could get my cousin to if he's off the golf course. He would probably answer for me.
Hey, good Mr. Fantasy.
Yeah, well, no, I can't now. Remember, he's got a job now, so I can't, you know, I can't. The day before I would have been able to. So.
You can go do it. You and Chalmers, you could do retired guy stuff.
Yeah, I could get Stu during the day, but I don't know how long he would make it. So, you know. That could be tough. So yeah, I wanted to ask you how your fantasy teams were doing, but you had to go away. So how are they doing?
Oh, not too well. I'm not going to make the playoffs in either one. So.
No.
No, not unless I keep getting all the bottom dwellers.
Yeah, don't feel bad. I'm right there with you. I'm not gonna make it either. So.
No, I mean, you know, I told you last week, the week before, whatever. I mean, COVID, the restrictions and all that stuff just killed fantasy this year. I mean, it's already difficult enough. Yeah, just. Pretty difficult enough, especially with the NBA with, you know, injuries, but the whole COVID thing, it just never seemed like it'd catch up, so.
Yeah, it has been a lot of juggling this year. Mm-hmm. So, to get this done, I mean, and I still have guys, you know, the only plus I had is I got Victor Oladipo back, but it's a little too late for my NBA season, I think. Well, it's probably a little too late for my NHL season, too, because I got thumped by a team the other week. So we'll see. You never know. Maybe I'll get lucky like you and draw some of the bottom teams, but who knows. All right, let's go away.
All right.
Sportstimeradio.com.
SportsTimeRadio.com.